Chapter 1. Decisions.
Have you decided yet?
Willie's insistent voice demanded my attention. I swiveled around to get a look at him, for the words didn't make any sense to me at all.
What do you plan to do after graduation?
He prodded.
Are you going to be a minister or what?
Or what? My mind echoed in frustration. What?
I had been asking myself the same question over and over, just as Willie was asking me now, and I still didn't have an answer. Graduation was only a month away, and it seemed that I was the only one in our small-town school who didn't know exactly what to do with life after the big day. It wasn't that I hadn't given it a thought. In fact, I thought about it most of the time. I prayed about it, too, and my family members kept assuring me that they were praying as well, but I still didn't have an answer to Willie's question, except to say honestly, no, I don't know yet. And I'd been saying that for a long, long time. I must have been frowning, and I guess Willie understood my dilemma. He didn't wait for my answer, not in words, anyway. Instead, he went right on talking.
God has different timing for different people, and with reason. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have your future planned out. When it's time. I quit listening for a minute, and my mind jumped to other things. Willie already had his future clearly mapped out. God had called him to be a missionary. Willie would leave for a Bible school in the eastern United States at the end of the summer. I envied Willie, I guess. It must be a real relief to know what God wants you to do, I muttered under my breath. I still can't believe it, Willie was saying when I tuned back in. I mean, most of my life, at least what I can remember of it, I've been going to school day after day, and here we are about to graduate. I just can't believe it. It doesn't seem real to me yet. I twitched my fishing pole as if I were trying to stir up some fish. Actually, I was just thinking about Willie's words. It did seem strange. We had done a great deal of talking over the years about how glad we would be to graduate and leave the old school behind. And here we were on the brink of graduation, and I didn't really feel glad about it at all. In fact, I felt rather scared. I never would have dared to tell any of the fellas how I was feeling. We always crowed about the day that we'd be freed from prison. We'd run and holler and toss our caps in the air. I knew we'd have to do it to carry on the tradition. A fellow was supposed to loathe school and be more than glad to be rid of it. But at the same time, I got a funny feeling down in the pit of my stomach whenever I thought about graduation. I mulled over Willie's words and squirmed on the creek bank, pretending to have a kink in my back from sitting in one spot for so long, waiting on a fish to decide he was hungry. I wiggled my pole again and noticed that I'd lost the bait off the hook. I hoped Willie didn't notice. I didn't feel much like fishing anymore, and I didn't want to be bothered with baiting my hook again. Still, I wasn't ready to head for the house yet either. I couldn't remember much about life without school, just like Willie had said. When I was honest with myself, I knew I'd missed the daily lessons, the recesses, the access to books. Maybe I'd miss it a whole lot, but I wasn't about to share my thoughts with anyone, not even Willie. Of course, Willie needn't worry, I reminded myself, almost enviously. Come fall, he'll be off to a new school, new books, and new friends. I squirmed again. Here, said Willie, lean against this stump for a while. Ah, I responded slowly, casting a glance at the sky. It's almost time for chores anyway, and the fish sure aren't biting today. Willie's eyes twinkled the way they did when he was trying to hold back something that made him want to laugh. I had seen the same look on his face when our teacher held his book upside down when lecturing to the class, and when Agatha Marshall took a bite of her sandwich and ate the ant that had been crawling on it, and when we tied Avery's shoelaces together as he lounged on the school grass waiting for the bell to ring. I looked at Willie suspiciously now. "Never seen fish bite without bait, Josh," he said, the twinkle openly showing in a grin now. "You haven't had bait on that hook for the last half hour," Willie informed me with a chuckle. "So why didn't you tell me?"